Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Tilted Landshark podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome, everybody, to the Tilted Landshark podcast, episode 6. That's right. We've made it 6 episodes, but what does that mean? It means we're in week 3 of AUDL play. You see, we can math. 6 divided by 3, 2, and then...
Keep going.
Pi and tangent. Damn it. All right, I lost it. Either way, I'm one of your hosts, Chase Sessoms, the Wolf of Oak Lawn, and I've got my boy here, Zach, gender reveal jersey, Avello.
You don't know what color? No one knows what color it is, do they?
Yeah, no, but they're wondering now. It's a Miami Heat jersey with like the Vice City color scheme.
The old Vice, yeah. The lightning blue Vice.
It's got a little pink on it too. You got to be pretty happy with how things are sitting in that series right now.
Yeah, I think game 5 was it? That, I mean, Philly just looked completely out of it. Embiid didn't win the MVP. He's pouting. So backs against the wall for Philly, and I think we could take him down. I was listening to the NBA gambling podcast that we have on the network, and Scott Reichel said it perfectly. If Miami goes up double figures, I think at that point, Philly's just going to toss in the towel and call it a game. Go home, go to Cancun.
They managed to put the two NBA stars who I feel like have just the most quit in them together between Embiid and James Harden. Mm-hmm.
And then add Doc Rivers on top of that.
Yeah, man. But I mean, for the 76ers, this becomes a must-win game. You know what? For a lot of AUDL teams this week, week 3, it's hard to say must-win games when it hits week 3, but there are some teams out there desperately in need of some. I'm thinking of DC, for example, who surprisingly 0-3. If they want to compete with the Canadian teams in New York, they're going to have to pick it up.
Yeah, I know. I think this DC-Montreal matchup that we're going to talk about is either one of those teams. If they want to get that second seed, this is one of those games they have to pick up.
You hear that? What Zach is telling you is that it's clutch. And you know what? I've got clutch story for you. I want to talk about the old playing days again. Thank you for letting me just Uncle Rico through this podcast week in, week out, Zach.
We got that stigma for you.
Yeah, so this is the story of the greatest point of Ultimate / one of the most clutch points of Ultimate I've ever seen in honor of all these teams that need clutch wins this week. I was playing in club regionals with my Little Rock team, boys named Sue. Sectionals. This was sectionals finals. And we were playing against our bitter nemesis from Baton Rouge, Turbo Dog, named for the Abita beer. And last... the previous year they'd beaten us in the finals. Like, we were so excited to get our shot at Turbo Dog again. It's a really close game. It is very epic. We're playing out at Audubon Park in Memphis, and like we're going back and forth. And so our team name was Boys Named Sue. A few of the players elected to choose skirt for their, you know, bottom half clothes. My good friend, I will not say his name because he's professionally employed and has a wife and children now, but I'll just call him Johnson Prosecco. My buddy Johnson Prosecco. We're getting ready to play in this game. He's hype. He knows this is it. We got to win it. This is our chance to win the section, beat Turbo Dog. And so he's like, you know what? I need to go balls out this game. So what he does is he slides the old compression shorts off under the skirt. So he's pretty much, other than like a nice floral pattern, just pretty well just, you know, all out there. I completely forget this happened. You know, it turns into a good game. We're all focused. I'm not thinking about what's under Johnson Prosecco's skirt. I am just thinking about playing this game and winning this game. And it gets to a clutch point. We got a chance for a break. My buddy breaks deep in his skirt. Our handle, since he was not naked in the story, I'll use his name because he was a phenomenal handle. Dave McWhorter. He puts it deep, and old Johnson takes off. He's got two Turbo Dog players on each side. He goes up for this disc that starts to float, and I don't know if, like, a Frisbee God just kind of, like, blew a breath down on the game because it managed to take his skirt all the way up under his armpits. Mm. So he's flying with everything hanging out. he goes up. He gets his hand on the disc. They all three, God bless their souls, fall in a pile. And we don't know if he's caught it or not. And then Johnson proceeds to stand up in the most, like, I'll call it taint forward way possible. It's just like the way that he can maximize showing his taint to as many people as possible. And he holds up the disc. And that was the greatest point of Ultimate I've ever seen.
Now, I don't know if this is like a time thing. Like, I don't know when that was, what year that was. There's got to be, what, like a 6-7 year difference between us.
I am about to turn 37. That's how old I am.
So there's a 10-year difference there. I don't know if it's that or if Ultimate West of the Mississippi is just a league of its own. You bring up so many of these stories that I'm like, what the hell was wrong with my college experience that I couldn't get any of that? I mean, I don't want to see Johnson exposing the Johnson out on the
field. It's pretty worth it. I'll be honest. I mean, it's a little bit of a give and take in that scenario, I suppose. But hey, man, I was buying what he was selling.
Hey, if that's what it takes. I mean, I know when I went to college sectionals, it was nothing like that. Leadership would have none of that. Coach was a pushover, but still strict. But it's a whole new culture. What happened about 10 years ago?
I guess we just did it real crazy, you know, west of the Mississippi.
Like you did it the right way.
I start talking about the mushrooms, Zach. Just wait till I start talking about the mushrooms. Gosh. Oh, man. So as it has become our Thursday tradition, our ritual, we've got some games to run down coming up starting tomorrow, which we'll get this pod out probably Friday morning. So tonight. When you've got Montreal and Philly first pull. So we'll look at our non-marquee games. Then we got three games that we're going to spend extra close, loving attention to. Like, we're just going to love it into positive, you know, self-esteem, that kind of thing, those three games. Let's jump on in. In our non-marquee games, Montreal at Philly. Whoa, what am I missing?
Let me just add this real quick, Chase. So
this story is haunting you this much that, okay, yeah, let's go. That's Q&A time,
it's
baby.
Living rent-free in my head right now. I can't let go. No, the last two Thursdays we had to do our podcast.
Yeah.
We've had to make up our own lines.
Oh, yeah.
Things, lines have not come out earlier today. And I was driving home from work, kind of down, pissed off that I'm going to have to show off my lines again. And then, lo and behold, right when we get home, we've got lines.
Yep.
We can make actual picks on our gambling podcast here.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because I completely forgot. Yes, he's right. We actually have pushed back the recording of the show in the hopes that we just might get actual lines
and that we don't have to burn up all of, you know, Zach's ability of precognition to actually, you know, just pull these out of the air like he's been doing. So I will say, if that's the case, we're going to record like this every week. Zach, you are officially relieved of duty, like the Night Watch. Your watch has ended. Okay. That's good. I like your lines.
My lines have been working the last 2 weeks. I'll compare it to the book's lines and see if we get a good bet out of it.
Yeah, and considering I've just been betting your lines with you, I mean, you got to like the amount that you're up, you know, taking from me with these.
Oh, yeah.
You know how to set me up with a line.
I know, sure. I know how to get you guys overthinking.
That's right. So, speaking of overthinking, first poll Friday, Montreal at Philly. And my Lord, is it just me or has Montreal been on an absolute tear to start the season?
Mm-hmm. And Philly, on the other hand, is they're kind of progressing in the wrong direction. Let's just say that.
Okay.
They had that great game against Boston, right? And then their offense takes a little bit of a step back last week. And I think the timing of that is wrong. They have Montreal coming in, who is a great offense, loves long ball, and I think they're going to be a little bit of too much for Philadelphia. I think this line is set at -3.5.
Yep,
Montreal favored 3.5 points. Let's see where the total is at. 39.5, which is
39.5, and it looks like right now Montreal is -650 favorite on the money line.
Yeah. So anything hovering around 40 on the total for anyone listening and trying to get in on gambling on the AEDL, anything around 40 is quite standard. You're looking at an average pace game there. So, I mean, I like leaning the over on this one. I do like Montreal -3.5. I just think it's the first leg of a road trip. They got to come out hot because you don't know what day two is going to look like. And also, I've gotten way too early weather reports for every game coming up this week.
I remembered commandment number two, I believe. Two. Mm-hmm. I think it was two. As you're setting up this game for me, which you did an excellent job of, by the way, I'd like to point out. I also did a little look at the weather here, and I'm looking at what the weather looks like in Philly. Rain was built for upsets. It's going to be a little bit rainy. It's going to be a little bit wet. So you can go ahead and lock me in on the under 39.5 here.
You like the under 39.5?
Yeah. And let's go ahead and let's take Philly to cover 3.5 plus 3.5.
I'm going to be on the other end of it. I like Jacob Brissett. I like this Montreal's offense. You look into the strategy is this a look ahead spot for Montreal? Are they looking to Saturday against DC right now, or are they going to focus on Philly? I say they focus on Philly. They get the win that they had to get. They cover the 3.5 is where I'm at.
Okay. And don't mind me. I'm just Googling the weather of Austin, Texas, because we got the two bitter Tejas rivals running it back right here after meeting in week one, I believe, with Austin getting the win. We've got Dallas traveling to Austin on Friday. And let's see, we've got this set up as a Austin 3.5 point favorites, total at 37.5. And it looks like Austin is a -700 favorite on the money line here. Man, any advantage to Dallas playing against Austin for the second time?
This is, I think, going to be, what, game two out of six, maybe four? So it's going to be a lot, and it's still early on. Week one, Austin brought it to Dallas in Dallas. Dallas is now having to travel on the road. I think the spot to hit here is, let's see, we're at Austin -3.5, maybe a little too big, but that 39.5, that total, or 37.5, looks a little low. We've saw a lot of unders the last 2 weeks. I think the book is making up for that. 37.5 is low. These teams, I mean, going through last year, have been well into the 40s. I like the over 37.5, and I do like Dallas to cover 3.5. I think this is too big of a spread for too big of a rivalry. 3.5 is too much. I like Dallas plus the 3.5.
It looks like it's just gotten good old-fashioned jungle hot in Austin, based on what I just saw by the weather. It's going to be 95. There's a little chance of rain. All it's going to do is make it humid. I like playing in the humid because it feels like the disc just kind of explodes off your hand sometimes. I'm going with the over here. I'm definitely locking into the over for this game. And you know what? That last game was close enough. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take Dallas on the money line. I'm going to give them a shot.
Ooh, yes, sir. I like it.
Shoot or shoot. Plus 475. That's the great thing. If you get a dog in this league,
mm-hmm.
Give it a shot.
Hey, here for a good time, not a long time.
That's right.
I'm not placing dogs.
All right. You gave your take here, didn't you? You were over.
Yeah, I did. I think it'll be a tough matchup. I think Dallas will play him closer. Plus 3.5 is a pretty good number. Plus my line had him. I had my line at Austin minus 2.5. So the book has given me an extra goal. I'll take that.
Yeah. So now we get to talk about one of just like our favorite teams that we've got so far of the new teams. And that's the Salt Lake Shred. You've got the Seattle, was it Cascades? Yeah,
Cascades.
Yeah, Cascades taking on the Shred at Salt Lake Friday night. Man, this feels like a walkover for Salt Lake, but I've been interested in hearing what your take is.
Yeah, so we have what? Salt Lake at minus 4.5, the over-under at 44.5 for the total. That's a pretty good number. That one is probably one I'm going to have to stay away from, but going into this, I had Salt Lake minus 3.5. Seattle, this is their third game and their third time versus an inaugural team. And these three teams that they're having to play against are very good. So Seattle's starting the season on a tough stretch. But you're looking at some of the most explosive offensive weapons you can find in the West, and Rudnick for Seattle, and then Selfridge and Joe Merrill, Salt Lake. Scoring machines. But I'm a fan of Salt Lake. They're probably my favorite team to watch. And talking about this game reminds me that we never had any sort of talk about futures and up-to-date futures. Ooh. You can still get Salt Lake at like the 10. My brother texted me today. He's like, you get them at 10-1 or 12-1 still. That's not a bad play. Honestly, it's fun. You just got to beat San Diego in the playoffs, right, to be in that Final Four. So maybe another episode or two, we talk more about the futures, but
yeah, that'd be a good one.
Like,
yeah, we'll dive really far into that next week, our recap show, because we'll have even more up to date. Oh, I just noticed something I'm going to bring up about the first game we mentioned, Montreal at Philly. Philly 0-2, 2-0 against the spread. Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Good catch. So it's going to be fairly windy game.
And colder than I think
some of these teams are used to. But I'm sure that Salt Lake is used to the weather. I guess it's kind of cold in Seattle there. Just disregard everything I just said about how people feel about the climates that they live in. I like this one as an under once again. And then I'm all in on the Salt Lake train, I think. I'm going to take the shred minus 4.5. I haven't seen a whole Seattle, but everything I've seen out of Salt Lake, I really like.
I think the podcast has found their gals, their new favorite team. Salt Lake Shred.
I feel like, you know, my full-length back tattoo that says hustle till I D-I-E probably eliminates.
Says otherwise.
Yeah, but I'll say west of the Mississippi. Yeah. What do you think? What's your play?
My play, chalky. It probably will be closer than expected, but Salt Lake minus 4.5 is gonna 4.5 will be my play for this game.
Very nice.
Where are you at on that one?
I'm taking the Salt Lake minus 4.5 and I'm going under.
Under. Okay. That was 44.5.
All right, now moving on. We've got the LA Aviators, who kind of this feels like a, you know, one of those teams that's in for a must win, taking on, it looks like, the San Diego Growlers. That's right. The big glass jugs of beer taking on the Aviators. And let's see. We've got this line set at 4.5. San Diego's the favorite. Mm-hmm. Total 38.5, and it looks like San Diego's minus 1,000. On the money line. A little chalky.
Yeah. I'm not impressed with San Diego so far. They got all the talent. They should be the best team in the West. They look like the fourth best team in the West right now. I had this set as San Diego minus 3.5, and even with that, I was going to lean towards L.A. I'm going to probably take L.A. plus 4.5. Weather won't be an issue in this game because they're in beautiful Southern California where the weather is pristine pretty much. So I'm taking L.A. plus 4.5 in this one. Until San Diego proved that they could blow a team out, which I don't even think last year they were blowing teams out. They were just winning at a consistent rate. I'm going to take L.A. plus 4.5.
All right. So I'm looking at this. L.A. 0-1 against the spread. And it looks like San Diego 0-2 against the spread. So we can't really glean much from that. Someone's got to cover here. We're calling this AUDL Cover Bowl 2022. I do like everything that I've seen off the LA team. They've got Marcel Osborne. I think he's kind of up and coming as a player who can cut with his back to the disc that can just go and run down points for you. Mm-hmm. I think I lean with you and I take LA plus the 4.5 and I go under here because I feel like San Diego runs that vert stack a little bit that just seems to gum up the works. Because the cuts aren't coming quick enough. I think that might kind of slow down the pace of play a little bit. So I go LA to cover plus 4.5 and I take the under 38.5.
All right. It's a 38.5 is a pretty low number to begin with, but I could see that. I could see this game being slowed down quite a bit. These two teams know each other very well. So,
all right, moving on. We've got Tampa at Carolina. Man, poor Tampa. This is going to be a rough weekend for them, I think. Carolina, the whopping 7.5-point favorite. This total set at 36.5, interestingly enough.
Well, you remember earlier this week, the episode 5, I kind of wrote that note talking about Tampa Bay unders. I'm keeping with it. And even at 36.5, did we say 35.5? I'm digging the under still. I don't see Tampa getting out of the 13-14 point range. Carolina may not get over 20 points here. Thinking Carolina is a team that can control a pace. They're highly efficient, but they don't score on a fast clip, right?
Right.
They'll take their time to score. Yeah, they have the big guys. They can be explosive. This is what makes this team so great. But in a game like this where maybe they just want to play, get done, go home, they hold the disc a little bit more, let that clock run. Tampa on the road, I don't even like them at home. Having to drive all the way up to Raleigh doesn't mean anything good for them. I had this at 8.5. I think the book last week had this game at 11.5 for Carolina on the road, and they learned fast. That's a little unrealistic. I'm going to take Carolina minus 7.5. And the under, which is not the smartest strategy, everyone. Typically, I won't lean towards big spreads and unders, but I think this game is going to be an exception for me.
Man, so worth noting, Tampa Bay 1-1 versus the spread. Carolina, apparently a good team, not a great team. They have not covered yet this season. I don't know. This is tough. But I think what I probably do, I don't know. I caught Tampa Bay on a big number last week. I'm going to try to do it again, plus 7.5. I'm not going to touch this total, though, for all the reasons that Zach just kind of mentioned. But, yeah, I'll lean towards Tampa Bay. And with my lean, I also need to lean us into a little word from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to wrap up the rest of these non-marquee games, and then we get into the, we'll say the meat, the big old piece of meat of the schedule. So we'll be right back. Make sure to get down on the Wins Bet 50 to win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And of course, don't forget to get involved in their same game parlays with the WinZone Build Your Own Bet feature.
All users can receive a $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a 3-plus leg build-your-own-bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Players can take advantage of the offer on the NBA playoffs. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit WynnBET.com to get started. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now, on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. Probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine. It's a game-changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now, you can make money on Sleeper 2 by playing their new over-under game. It's super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. For example, number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then, choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. The main reason I'm excited about Over-Under on Sleeper is that's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you are doing and download Sleeper now to play their new Over-Under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right, join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Fellas, have you started your spring cleaning yet? Carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, and your lawn needs mowing. Spring has sprung, and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pants. Time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP. Not only do I love the new Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 to get me just smooth as a turtle shell, but I also love the other stuff that comes with your Lawnmower 4.0. The stuff that keeps you smelling fresh, keeps your skin nice and hydrated. Check out the Crop Preserver, anti-chafing ball deodorant all-in-one, the Crop Reviver. It will spray on, little touch-up if you need it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your life. Welcome back, everybody, to the Tilted Landshark Podcast, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We're still whittling down our non-marquee matchups, and we've got one. So Zach and I threw this idea out. Now that we have actual lines and we're tracking our performance here, we were toying with the idea of giving you two locks and a dog each week. If you have any ideas for names better than two locks and a dog that's ultimate related, please at the show on Twitter, at the Tilted Pod, send us a DM, tweet at us, give us suggestions. We would love to hear it. I had really lame ones like Hammer Scoober.
Mine were no better. So we need you guys to help us out here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just here to play
sports. We're not here to be creative at all.
I even, you know, changed my perception on things through chemical enhancement and took a shower, and still no name came to me. But all right, this is actually going to be one of my locks of the week. So we're going to New York versus Boston. New York 3.5-point favorite, total set at 41.5, and it looks like New York -800 on the money line, +500 for Boston. And this is my lock, is New York -3.5. Boston still has yet to cover so far this season. They did not look great in Ottawa. I think they're just kind of running into a buzzsaw of a team. However, I warn everyone to stay away from this total, though. I don't want any part of this total.
Yeah, I may have to take the opposite side of that and say I think the over is a good play here. As for the spread, man, from all the way from last year, which I pull a lot of my data from because, you know, it's been a short season so far, New York has not been able to cover the spread. 3.5 against a crumbling Boston team, I think, is a good play. But Boston has Orion Cable coming back, 6'5" monster, who he can go toe-to-toe with Jeff Babbitt, who is one of the best defenders, right? Well, it will help. And let's see. Let me look at my notes real quick. Boston, a very Huck-happy team. They may not be the most efficient, but New York on the other side, on the other side of Boston, Boston's given up 81% success rate on hucks. For those who don't know what a huck is, a huck is any throw over 40 yards. So we're talking deep balls. I think we've been saying
Wait. There's actually a yardage definition in huck now. Mm-hmm. I guess for an official's stat, that man, I tell you what, now you know how they could go back and look at Pistol Pete, like his game film, and tell that he would have averaged like 40 points a game. I think you could go back and look at my game film now and realize that I've never completed a huck ever for putting 40 yards on it. Well, other than just kind of shaking my sense of self, you know, what do you got here for New York and Boston? Are you Man, nothing where you're going to throw a lock at it? You don't want to lock it down?
I don't know if I'm going to throw a lock at this one yet. I haven't seen New York cover lately. And they're good. They're talented. I'm like, my mind is hazy on it, right? I can't get a clear conscience on this. I'm going to lean New York -3.5. That may not be my play for this game. I may just go ahead and bet the over. But yeah, I think Boston getting Orion Cable back for their offense. Their offensive defense, not great. Defense won't be great. I think it'll be a back and forth game for the most part. But I will lean New York -3.5, maybe some garbage time breaks to end the game, put them over that mark.
Okay. I like it. We got one more non-marquee matchup. The battle for the Maple Leaf. Well, not state, I guess. Probably very, very small minor and American for me to just think of Canada as a state. The battle of the Maple Leaf Nation. You've got Ottawa versus how I spelled it on our sheet, Toronto, which most people know as just Toronto. It looks like I think this is the closest spread we've got. Well, second closest. We've got Ottawa with the mustaches, a 2-point favorite. Got a fairly big and big-ish total here with 43.5. And Ottawa, a -230 favorite on the money line. This is going to be a good game, I think. I think it's going to be really good. Ottawa's got that high school kid running around. Like, they're generationally going to whoop that ass sometimes, you know? But I don't know here. I mean, Toronto, tough game against Montreal, I believe. It's hard to gauge because they've run into some pretty good teams. Canada's stacked.
That's the tough part about the East Division, right? It's if it wasn't for Philadelphia, we're going to be watching the two bottom teams of this division right now. Look, last year, Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, they only were able to play each other. Ottawa, Toronto played four times. Toronto went 3-1 last year against Ottawa. That being said, whole new season, Toronto, they've got to prove something to me with that youth. I liked what I saw with Ottawa against Boston. I think -2 is the play here for Ottawa. As for the total, I may not be touching it, but that -230, that'll be a nice little money line to parlay with any other spreads that you like or any other that, something to that, give.
And it's on top nice of each of other value. There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That -230 will give you plenty of value.
I mean, I'm kind of encouraged by not the hook. Here because I mean, I could, unlike every other line here, I can actually still have the chance to push. And I mean, no one likes to push, but no one likes losing either. So I'm going to go Ottawa -2 here. And I haven't checked the Toronto weather yet. Do they use the same? Do you use the same, the weather channel in Canada? Do you know?
You know, I had to do a little conversion from Celsius to Fahrenheit for all of our American listeners, but
okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on. If you get the chance to watch one of the games in Canada, I'm not sure if he's the guy who is just the AUDL.TV announcer for Ottawa, or if he's like all going to be doing all the televised games in Canada. Probably not. That seems like it's a bigger place, but also much smaller than we thought, because it only takes 2 hours to get from Ottawa, you know, to where they were going in Montreal, apparently. But, oh, dude, gigantic Friday Night Lights, like small town Texas, you know, radio personality calling the high school game kind of energy. It was awesome. It was really awesome. It was like straight out of like Friday Night Lights, just fucking clear this eyes, hearts, can't fucking lose. Yeah. Yeah, it's
Ottawa home team or Ottawa home game.
Yeah, when Ottawa's home. Dude, and not only that, but
he also didn't feel like one of those guys because he then also gave you the conversion from Celsius to Fahrenheit before it started. So he felt like a much smarter version of that guy. But yeah, it was, I was like, God damn it, Canada, you sure are nice up there. Giving me conversion tables, popping in formulas for me. What's the weather in friggin' Toronto going to be? Tell me.
I got nothing but showers and some slight wind. But I mean, this is like early handicapping, right? If you want to wait till Saturday and you're in Canada or you're watching the weather, wait till Saturday to see what happens. I think I saw like a chance of early afternoon showers, you know, how that could shift towards game time.
Yeah.
It depends on how these players play in the rain, right?
Are you telling us to, with the weather forecast, to wait it out?
Oh, no. Of course. But if you want to add the accent to it.
Yeah, why not? I love all Canadians. Please do not take offense. Oh, man. So
I say Ottawa -2 regardless of the weather. I don't think wind will be a factor. Both teams dealing with the rain, I don't think will be that big of a deal.
However, give me John Henry's big steel driving hammer because I'm looking at 43.5. I'm thinking it could be raining. I think I want to just hammer this under here.
You're going to do the under 43.5?
Yeah, if it's gonna be, you know, wet and Canada-y out there, then why not, man? All right, that wraps it up. Well, you gave me your pick. I want to make sure.
Yeah, I got Ottawa -2.
Thought so. Okay. We're gonna move on to our marquee games, but we're gonna make you wait for them just 1 second. I've got one more ad read to hit. We'll be right back. We're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all of the things. It costs you less than $3 a day, you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. AG1 supports better sleep quality and recovery, and Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're using streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. Welcome back to the Tilted Landshark podcast presented by Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We are here with our week 3 marquee games. The ones they put up on the billboard to get you into the theater. We're talking Montreal at DC this Saturday.
Yes.
Man, DC, another team that could probably use a win. They're right now 0-1. You know, they've only played one weekend, so they're not too far back, but they had a tough game with New York. New York, once again, got that win, didn't cover, but they're going to cover this weekend, so no big deal. Just throwing that out there. Man, can Montreal keep the Canada mojo going in our nation's capital and come walk away with the win against DC on Saturday.
So here we go. Here's my take on this game. And I'm not going to point out any specific players. I think both teams are very talented. I said if this was Montreal's only game this weekend, minus 1.5 would be a little more competitive. But the fact that Montreal's going on a back-to-back, we saw it with some other teams having to travel in back-to-backs. That second game you start playing, you can't catch that second win in the second quarter or maybe the second half. You're having to think about the travel back home or the flight home. And, you know, for most of these people, this is a Saturday game, but you get the Saturday, Sunday scaries. A lot of these athletes have to go to work on Monday. So it could be very distracting. I think DC minus 1.5 is the play here. And I take that because DC's offense is very efficient. Through the first 2 weeks, I think they've so far in their game against New York had the least amount of turnovers in a single game. I think they continue that. I think their defense steps up and could kind of slow down this tired Montreal team. So I'm going to take DC minus 1.5. As for the total, where are we sitting at in this total again?
39.5. And it's going to be another possibly pretty wet game.
Yeah. I want to lean over. I want to take, you know, this game to get into the 40s. I got like a 23-20 game or a 24-21 game. I'm going to take DC minus 1.5. That's a more confident play. I'll lean towards the over in this one. And, I mean, DC minus 195 on the money line. For our listeners who don't know much about gambling and don't get the minus 195 and the plus 155 here, DC minus 190, a quick lesson, just a real quick, hopefully makes sense lesson. In America, the way we do odds, the minus odds means you are the favorite. If you see plus odds, that means you are the underdog. And the way to see it, at minus 195, you have to bet $195 to get $100 if you're going to pick DC. If you're going to pick Montreal at plus 155, you got to bet $100 to make $155. So there's value.
Yeah.
But going back to the pick here, this DC minus 195 and then parlaying that with Ottawa minus 230, I think that's going to get you pretty darn close to 1-to-1 odds, if not plus odds.
You know what? You keep putting your sweet sounds into the people's ear holes. I'm going to calculate this for you right now.
I want to hear what this says, but I think that's a play. Like I said before, this Ottawa minus 230 is a nice little value boost for your parlays if you want to play anything with that. Yeah, I think DC is going to have Montreal's number here. I think we'll see a more competitive game when DC has to go up to Canada. They're probably going to have to play a back-to-back. So I'm going to take DC minus 1.5. Like I said, maybe lean towards the over, but I may not touch that. What do we got here?
We're supposed to be calculating. Hold on. Oh, that's right. I got to put in. There we go. Calculating. It's working. It's working. I think it's just shy of plus money because to bet, well, no, a little bit. It'd be like plus 105-ish probably because you bet one to get 116. Or I guess it would be one. Mm-hmm. 116, oh, yeah,
Yeah, plus 117, plus 116. So there you go.
Yeah,
That may be a fun play there. Ottawa and DC money line.
I like it. I like that you're thinking horizontally here. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I love my country so goddamn much. If there was a bald eagle in front of me right now, I'd fuck it. So with that being said, how am I going to pick Montreal, the Quebecois, the people who don't even speak the language of the land? DC minus 1.5. I'm going to go weirdly over here and let's go DC on the money line. Typically, I don't bet, you know, favorites, you know, that are that favorite. I'm always looking for longer shots on the money line, but I feel like I'm betting on America. And you can never lose when you bet on America.
God bless America. That's what I like to hear. A patriotic man making his money here.
That's right. I'm a simple man. I like my beer cold. I like the pet of a warm puppy. And I like betting on the United States and ultimate frisbee. Moving on. because I needed a hand out of that one. Whew. All right. Madison at Indy. That's our second marquee game. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm excited.
We talked about two locks and a dog. I got a lock and a dog in this one. So I'm pretty
all right. I think I'm jumping straight into this. The book fucked up here.
Yeah. Real hard.
If you're listening to this, get it in fast. Hopefully the representatives of the books aren't listening to this podcast. Indy should not be a favorite here. They have Indy -3.5. Madison is too good. It's weird. People who bet are victims of recency bias, right? You sure. You watch a football game and watch Alabama blow out Tennessee by 50 points, and then the next week Alabama's a big favorite when they shouldn't be because of that blowout. I think the book here saw Indy beat Detroit by 11 and was like, wow, this team is legit. And whatever their analytics are telling them thinks they're going to get mad because Madison only beat Pittsburgh by 2. Not impressive. But in a dome, this Madison team, you're getting 3.5 points from which is the top of their tier in that division, Madison. I think it's too easy, Madison, 3.5. Like you said, I think my dog is going to come out of this game too. But just for the spread, +3.5. And also, I'm going to get into the total. They've kind of bumped up that total, but I don't
still,
think it's
still
enough.
Low 40s. I mean, they put up 55 last week in their game.
42.5. Again, multi-unit bet, the over. Take advantage of it now while you still can until they start either limiting your ADL betting or going to put the totals up in the high 40s.
That's right. Or hit they the hire over. Us to make the lines. We'll be awaiting your call.
I know. Hit the over. Put what you want on it. Hit Madison underdog. I think I'm stealing your thunder here on what your underdog's going to be. We may have to share an underdog here. But
it's true. It's true.
Yeah, they got this game completely wrong. You're going to see a big game at a Victor Luell inside a dome. Keegan North from Indianapolis had a great game. And I feel bad. I'm going to sound like Stephen A. Smith here. I've got a lot of friends in Indianapolis.
That's preposterous.
I've got a lot of friends up there.
Co-host I've ever had on an AUDL podcast.
They got some good guys up there.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be favorites. This is the wrong team favorite here.
Yeah, so you... 100%. My last lock of the week here. It's the over in this game at 42.5. I'm locking it down now. If you want to know how many units I'm putting on that over, I'm going to be broad here and just say all of it. All right. Then my dog of the week, give me Madison +450 on the money line.
That's unbelievable.
Please. And thank you. I will be splitting all of it between these two bets.
That value is insane at +450. I mean, it's, like,
they do a good job of getting these money lines. It's hard to get, dogs like this. Yeah.
But they got the dog wrong here. If it was, it should have been Indianapolis +450. But here we are daydreaming about what's going to happen Saturday night. So this is going to be good.
Little,
good for us.
Little degenerate sugar plum fairies dancing in our heads.
I'm going to be on Broad Street in Memphis Saturday night after this game. I may be buying the whole bar. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm going to buy everyone shots.
Yeah, that's
Madison
very,
in the over.
Very Juicy J of 3-6 Mafia of you buying the bar. All right, last marquee matchup of the week. We got a little bit of a cross division game here when we got Minnesota traveling to Dallas. Minnesota -3.5, total set at 38.5, and Minnesota another big favorite -500 on the money line, mm-hmm. +350 for Dallas. I think they've got this one pretty well nailed.
Yeah. I had real quick before we move forward, I messed up. I'm going to be on Beale Street. I think I said Broad.
Yeah,
there's a Broadway in Nashville. There's a Beale Street in Memphis. I'm going to be on Beale Street.
Yeah,
everyone gets the point.
I know it is. You get too many towns in Tennessee and too many major thoroughfares running through your head, and it's all right. I've been there. I've been to both those places. It's fun.
It's a blast.
Yeah, man.
But go ahead. Back to the ultimate. Yeah, not a lot of notes in this one. It's a marquee matchup. I like this because we're getting our first interdivisional game. You get a handful of those in Ultimate, in the AEDL throughout the season, where a team from one division goes across the border and plays a team in another division. I think this matchup's going to be fun. I think it's going to be tighter than people expect it. Minnesota, who I thought was a top four team easily in the league, kind of got their kind of got shaken a little bit by Chicago. Dallas, they could be coming off a loss and may not look that impressive. I'm going to wait to bet this game till after the Dallas-Austin game, assuming Austin's going to win. The book has at 3.5 by Saturday morning. You can see this thing at maybe 4.5, 5.5. At that point, I think Dallas is could be a lock if that's the case. I had it Minnesota minus 2.5. I think Dallas at home, even though it's your second game, a little bit more comfortable. Minnesota having to travel south where it's warmer. It may not be that warm in Minnesota yet. I don't know. It could be like 40, 50 degrees up there right now. I like Dallas. I like Dallas to hold cover. They still have enough talent to keep up with Minnesota. So I'm going to take Dallas plus the 3.5. I don't have really an opinion on the side yet or on the total 38.5. I think these are the first times these teams have ever matched up. I'm just going to just hit the Dallas plus the points. Probably wait till Saturday morning to bet this, but that's my take on it.
All right, so Minnesota lost a pick'em to Chicago, but this is the angle that I'm getting hung up on here, and it's why I'm going to be on Minnesota to cover the 3.5. Is that you've got Dallas playing against who is rivals. They're rivals. They're close together. Zach's told us before, a lot of the players go back and forth between teams. Mm-hmm. They know each other. You really want to win this game. They know they got Minnesota coming to town. They got Minnesota on the second half of a back-to-back after playing their in-state rival. It doesn't matter what the sport is. I always go against a team who's coming off of a game against their rival. So I think Minnesota is going to handle business pretty easily. Weather in Dallas looks okay. 38. I am actually going to go ahead and take the over there and money line. I'm not touching it because I think it might be a Minnesota route.
All right. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. We hit
all the games.
All the ones with the light up, you know, light up letters on the board, the marquee games. We gave you the appetizer games, those, you know, potato skins slash, cheese fry games.
Yeah. And then I'm not a financial advisor. It's everyone always says diversify, right? Spread out your portfolio.
Yeah. That's what Wu-Tang Financial taught me. Yeah.
The bulk of my financials are going to go into this Madison-Indianapolis game. And, you know, if I get proven wrong, I'll learn the hard way. But right now, that's just – we're going to get into our locks and dogs here, right? We're going to just one quick two-minute session, let everyone know what we have here.
Yeah, go ahead. Recap it. Let's hear your two locks and your dog.
All right. Well, lock number one is Indy, Madison over 42.5. I'm also writing these up while I'm talking, so if it takes me a minute. Sorry.
If I just start throwing random numbers at you, is it going to mess it up? 7, 15, 92,
8. 8, 6, okay. 7, 5, 309. Yeah, my other lock, man. That one's going to be tough. Give me DC minus 1.5 is my other lock. I think Montreal in that back-to-back is going to be – it's going to be a tough outing for them. These teams haven't seen each other in a while, but – I think DC is going to be able to handle them pretty easily. And for my dog, Madison plus 450. I hate to spoil what probably will be your dog, but that's just where I'm at.
Hey, I feel like we're just giving the people the confidence to A, bet the AUDL, and B, hammer this money line. Yeah, so I went with AUDL Cover Bowl 2022 with New York minus 3.5 as one of my locks. And then my other two plays were in the Madison Indy game. The other lock is the over in that one. And then we got Madison on the money line. Let's go. Let's go Radicals.
That was one of the easier dogs I think we'll ever have to pick.
Listen, if you're going to give me something like that every week, then I feel like we're going to have a lot of those. But
we're going to have a lot of fun, aren't we?
That's right. And hopefully make a lot of money. We'll be back next week when we wrap up this weekend's action. We're working on getting some guests for you. If you're listening, yes. You're an AUDL player, reach out to us. We'd love to have you on. And then, that's pretty much what we got going on. You got anything big going on this weekend other than watching some Ultimate?
Gonna be in Memphis. Gonna have a good time. Hopefully I won't have to worry about any sort of NBA basketball during the weekend and my team takes care of it tonight. But yeah, Memphis and Ultimate, man. Gonna be watching, gonna be excited about some of that Saturday night action. Minnesota, Dallas, Madison, Indy. I'll be gluing my eyes on to watch that. But that's about it.
Very nice. I think I have a garage sale this weekend.
Ooh.
Welcome to adult life. It's cash. Really fucking weird. So that's it for us. We are once again the Tilted Land Shark Podcast, brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Man, I guess there's really nothing left to say except for hammer or you're nothing.